the final tonight. And the best team in baseball wins it all in 2018.
For the first hit. Rutschman into right field. Down the line. A fair ball. Adley will turn first. Head for second. He's going to turn second. Go for third. Rutschman into third base standing. An extra base hit. His first hit in the major leagues. Welcome to the...
These are long pitch innings, I think. Blister, that's your point.
Looking for a clean inning here in the seventh. Hit well out to right center field. Jones still on the move, running out of room, and he makes it!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Ballpark. As always, I'm your host, Patrick Moran, alongside Brendan Cunningham. And today, we're going to be giving you the best player each position for 2024. So this is not current rankings, or it is current rankings. So it's just projecting for this season. It doesn't matter if the player's been better all time. We are strictly looking at the 2024 season that is coming up. We're officially in March. It feels pretty good. Spring training is fully underway. We've gotten a lot of great highlights. Brendan, how are you doing this week?
Pretty good. Still waiting on spring training to end and for baseball to start. But yeah, how about you?
Yeah, your Celtics are on fire right now. They've had a 80 or 50 point lead over the Warriors. So that was pretty nice, I'm sure, for you.
That was pretty nice. You know, after they beat us in the finals 2 years ago, it's pretty good to get that big dub. But, you know, it doesn't matter until the postseason. That's what I care about.
That is true. I'm sure a lot of fans would agree with you there. But let's get right into the baseball talk. So we have catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, outfield, or three outfield spots, DH spot, five starting pitching spots, two relievers, and closer. For catcher, I think we all know who it is, but do we not?
You know, I'll give it to you. All right.
It's Adley. I mean, Adley's an absolute beast. I mean, there are a lot of great catchers. You know, you got Will Smith, John Murphy, Jonah Heim, Ichiro Muto, but Adley is the clear number one choice. So now we move on to first base. This is where it gets interesting because there are kind of two. Well, what is your take on this?
Freddie?
I don't know, Mike. I feel like it is Freddie.
I mean, who are you thinking of?
It's either Freddie Freeman or Matt Olson. One of the two.
You could throw Bryce Harper there, too.
You could put Bryce Harper there.
First baseman.
I don't know. Like, Freddie just feels like the most authentic first baseman there is.
Yeah, okay. I don't hate that.
Like, he rips his doubles. He's got his home runs. He has enough home runs. He plays gold glove defense. Like, it's hard to poke a hole in Freddie Freeman's game. But that's a very big debate.
Mm-hmm.
Between those three. I do think that's a good idea for Harper, though, to go to first, because it's going to make the contract last or look better over the course of time. Second base. It's kind of a more interesting position. Who are you thinking of? We'll start with you first.
It's not a very strong position, I don't think. I mean, okay.
Nah.
This is what happens. Mookie Betts, of course.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I want switch positions. I always forget.
It feels weird to call him a second baseman.
He was second baseman. He was drafted as one.
He did come up as one, and then, you know, went to the outfield. And now he's back at second. If you want to say anything about your boy Mookie, floor is yours.
I mean, one of the best in the game. My favorite player, of course. He's still doing it.
A lot of good memories with Mookie for you, I'm sure. In Boston. Shortstop.
What are you thinking?
This be for shortstop. Try to think of all the shortstops out there.
Corey Seager.
Oh, yeah. That's the best shortstop. I mean, dude could have won MVP in 120 games. Like, that's how good he was.
He was really good. I mean, is there anyone else that can compete?
It's tough.
Like, who else?
I think low-key kind of Ha-Sung Kim is kind of a well-rounded shortstop. Especially, like, with the glove and bats really come along. Ellie De La Cruz, I mean, the ceiling is insane.
He's got to do it, though. He's not there yet.
Not there yet, because he didn't do it over the course of a full season, but a lot of promise. Bobby Witt Jr. Pretty insane.
Could throw Francisco Lindor there.
Oh, yeah, you could put Lindor in there. Bo Bichette is there, I think.
Trey Turner.
I was gonna say Trey Turner. Yeah, that's
Dansby
Swanson. Yeah. Great shortstop's arguably one of the best positions in baseball. Third base. Where does your mind go first?
I mean, Devers. I'm just saying, he's not out there.
There's Rafi out there.
He's one of the better ones.
There's Austin Riley.
Yeah. There is. Machado.
Arenado. I know he didn't have as good of a year last year, but Arenado is still one of the best.
Still Arenado.
Exactly. Still Arenado. I feel like if Gunnar Henderson was at third base, he could probably be at this conversation, but
I don't know about
we're kind of yet to see. Well, we got to see where Gunnar lines up on the Orioles infield. So that's kind of the stalemate. I don't know. It's tough.
Jose
Ramirez? Is it kind of the – oh, J-Ram. I forgot about J-Ram. I feel like it has to be J-Ram.
Yeah. He's just well-rounded player.
He is. He is the most well-rounded player. Got a shout-out to Jose Ramirez. He's awesome. Or in your case, Mike Tyson.
Okay, yeah. Remember that.
Yeah. That was quite a moment, you know, Jose Ramirez's career. If you know, you know.
Outfielders.
There's a ton of outfielders out there.
Well, let's
have three.
Yeah, down. I thought you had to throw Aaron Judge in there.
I was gonna say you had to throw Ronald Acuña in there.
It was just put both of them down.
Okay. Aaron Judge Ronald.
And who takes the final spot? That's the question.
I think I know how we can do this. I think it could be Soto and then Mike Trout as the DH.
Is Mike Trout DH?
I don't know. It feels like Mike Trout should be a DH at this point, which is sad.
But what about Shohei?
Oh, man. That's true. It's between Soto and Trout, isn't it?
What about, like, Kyle Tucker?
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's between Kyle Tucker, Juan Soto, Mike Trout.
I feel like, but if we said beginning, we're basing off this season.
Oh, that's true.
So I feel like that eliminates Mike Trout.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah, but
I would die on the Mike Trout hill, man. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so it's either Tucker or Soto. Who is the final outfield spot?
Who do you think?
It's so hard. Because, like, Tucker kind of plays better defense, and he's more well-rounded. But Soto is, like, man, we've never seen a talent like Soto.
I think we go Soto.
I think it has to be Soto, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Soto is just a generational talent.
And DH has to be. DH has to be Ohtani. Best player in the game.
It has to be Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani. Shohei. All right. Now the rotation. Who are some of the best pitchers in the game?
Corbin Burns.
I would agree with that. I love that. Amazing. Current Oriole, which is unbelievable. Garrett Cole. Is that who you're going to say?
Yeah, Garrett Cole. Right,
Garrett Cole.
He should be there.
Garrett Cole should definitely be there. Is Strider there?
No.
Is there Strider?
Maybe. Zach Gallen?
I mean, I don't know. Gallen's tough. Strider, I mean, like, the strikeout stuff's insane. Gallen's a really well-rounded pitcher. Can we get a lefty in here? Like, I feel like this isn't, like, supposed to be building an actual team.
Blake Snow?
Who's, like, the left? Yeah, it probably is Blake Snow. Even though he's unsigned.
Still
one. I mean, dude, you want a Cy Young.
Second one.
Two in both leagues. With, like, also a relatively high walk percentage.
Verlander?
I mean, I would say Verlander, but we got to remember this is for 2024.
That's a good point.
Zach
Wheeler?
I mean, Zach Wheeler's a good candidate. I feel like there's kind of a battle. I feel like it's Zach Wheeler, Pablo Lopez, Kevin Gausman. Unless it's not Pablo Lopez. Pablo Lopez is kind of more of a projection.
Do we put Spencer Strider down?
No, we don't have Strider.
I think we should.
Okay, all right. Spencer Strider. And who gets that fifth spot? I don't know. Is it Gausman?
Maybe Logan Webb?
Could it be Yamamoto? Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
What about Zach Allen? I think Zach Allen would be there.
Is that Gallon your choice?
I think so. What do you think?
I would probably go Gausman.
Gausman.
That would probably be my fifth guy.
Okay.
Unless Snell and Strider kind of, you know,
kinda
up for debate.
I don't think they are.
Okay. Webb's, I mean, Webb's great.
I think we just go Gausman.
So hard. Gausman. All right. Two relievers now. This is where it gets hard.
Relief pitcher.
Relievers are so volatile. Well, who's the closer? Who's going closer?
Who do you think?
I feel like it's between Hader and Diaz.
Probably Diaz. We don't know because he's injured, but.
Yeah. I would go Hader personally. Hader's just lefty too, like.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, I'll need that.
All right, just...
Number two
relievers.
What do you got?
This is so hard. I mean, I may be biased, but I mean, Yennier Cano was a boss last season.
Chris Martin.
The reliever business is so hard to predict. I know that Brian Abreu was insane for the Astros last year.
Yeah, some of his stuff. There.
All right, Brian Abreu. And who would that final reliever be?
Who are the closers or the relief pitchers that we got? That could be.
I can think of relievers. I know that the Brewers have a lot of relievers. I mean,
Brewers just have pitchers.
There are like so many relievers that I could put in this one spot. So weird.
Just saying Chris Martin. Out there.
I mean. You know what? Let's cancel out Chris Martin and Yennier Cano. Because that we're going to die on that hill for each other. Or against each other. Who could be a final reliever? I know that like Robert Stevenson was amazing last year.
Is Ryan Heasley a reliever? Or is he a closer?
You mean Presley?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Ryan Presley?
Yeah.
Presley is the setup guy for the Astros. Is that our final reliever?
No.
Okay. By the way, shout out to that back half of the bullpen. Abreu in the 7th, Presley in the 8th, and then Hader in the 9th. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who's a good reliever out there? Trying to think of the pitching labs. You got, like, the Mariners, you got the Brewers, you got the Rays, all of those are pitching factories, dude. Or do we just make all three of these closers? Just to like call it the bullpen.
Yeah.
Or is that just boring?
Basically what they are. I mean, because, like, the best elite pitchers become closers. That's what happens.
That's true. Okay, so we'll scrap Abreu. Shout out to Abreu, though. Great. I mean, nasty reliever. So Edwin Diaz would be there. Pains me that Felix Bautista would be there, but he's hurt. I'm so mad. So now we just got to think of some other closers.
Pete Fairbanks?
I was going to say Yohan Duran at the Twins.
Oh, Yohan Duran. Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, that dude's insane. The splinker.
Yeah.
All right, is that it? Is that our list?
I think that's it.
That was kind of a short episode, but we got our list. All the positions are completed. We have Adley Rutschman at catcher, Freddie Freeman at first base, Mookie Betts at second base, Corey Seager at shortstop, Jose Ramirez at third base, outfield Aaron Judge, Ronald Acuna, Juan Soto, DH Shohei Ohtani, rotation Corbin Burns, Garrett Cole, Blake Snell, Spencer Strider, Kevin Gausman, and then three relievers, Josh Hader, Edwin Diaz, and Yohan Duran. You feel pretty good about that?
I feel pretty good about that.
I think that's a good list. You know, the relievers are probably the thing that can fluctuate the most.
Yeah.
There could be some dude that comes up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Those just change from year to year.
Yeah. They are just so spontaneous in what they do. But those three are top. And again, shout out to a lot of players out there. Any shout outs, like, or to, like, second place finishers, if you like?
Shout out Rafael Devers, am I right?
Yeah. If your friend Jake's listening to this, that's, he'll appreciate that shout out. Big Rafael Devers guy. I feel like Matt Olson deserves a shout out. I mean, that dude's sane.
Awesome, Riley should get one.
Yeah, Riley's. Yeah. Mike Trout, it feels so weird that he's not on here, but, you know, that's going into 2024. It's just better talent, crazily enough.
He's just getting older.
That's really it, man. He's just getting older. Every year goes by, and, you know, kind of crazy. I remember when Mike Trout was the best player in the game. What else can we shout out? A lot of starters to shout out. Zach Allen, as you mentioned. Lopez, I feel like, good one. Yamamoto. We kind of already talked about those guys as we went through the rotation. But, you know, I feel like baseball is in a really good spot because a lot of great talent in Major League Baseball. Am I right?
Yeah, one of the best. I mean, the best time ever.
Yeah, absolutely. This
is a good season.
Peak time to be a talented Major League Baseball player because there's just so much of it. But that'll do it for this episode. Kind of shorter today, but that makes it more listener friendly because I know from experience it's always easier to listen to a shorter podcast. Not that longer podcasts are bad, but shorter podcasts you can get done with quicker. Hope you guys enjoyed. Everything you need is in the description, social media, and merchandise. Any last thoughts before we head out?
No, that's it.
You all heard it here. Those are our best players at each position in 2024. And with that, we'll see you next time.